magic. To be the Sammy the Dragon, he'd carry on and whatnot, and all the kids would get frightened of him. And used to have the Sammy the Dragon lights hanging up at the Oval and whatnot like that. And the biggest thing I remember about the float parade, because I was always involved in the speedway and stuff with Mum and Dad and whatnot, and they used to have the speedway float with all the cars and whatnot on the back of their semi-trailer. And they used to go from there to the Oval and park up for the half an hour to find out who won it, and then the semi-trailer would go straight to the speedway and unload it and start racing. So it was very exciting back in them days, for me as a kid anyway, to go to them. Play around in the old Pearl Lugger that used to be on the Oval and just on the left-hand side of the roundabout. The other one was when they closed Chinatown off and they used to have the markets in town, and yeah, you'd walk through all the markets and have a feed and get all the suddies, and now they do all of that on the Oval. It's not done in the middle of Chinatown sort of thing. But they used to block Chinatown off and have it in the middle of Chinatown. I remember my nan used to go to the ball all the time every year, nan and my grandfather. Yeah, they used to get dolled up, and nan used to get dolled right up and go to it. She's a rager from way back. My main record, the thing that I remember about the Shinju Festival was the float parade. And then, yeah, like I said, it was always the speedway for me, because 2 days worth of racing and you'd have people from far and wide come from, yeah, Perth to Darwin to, yeah, Adelaide, and, yeah, they'd all come round and you'd have a big feed. And but it was good times, and as a young kid, it was, I don't think you'd be allowed to get away with some of the things they used to do back then, like the old man mob used to do back then, and Clary Jones and people like that. Clary, I remember first time I met Clary Jones was at the speedway and in the pits, and they had a bonfire, and he just thought as a good idea he'd do a handstand over a big piece of wood hanging over the fire, and as he was doing it he'd done the handstand and walked out over the fire and hot coals and whatnot, and he looked at the old man and he said, "Kid, would you be able to do this, Piggy?" But as he done it, his false teeth fell out. His automatic thing was grab his false teeth, so he let go and fell in the fire. Just little things like that. And I remember the few of the sidecar boys that used to come, like the Beagle boys used to play the fire soccer, and yeah, they'd get the toilet paper from the toilets and dip it in methanol and light it up with all the lights out, and yeah, used to play football out in the middle of the speedway track with the fire ball, and a few of them got hurt doing it, but yeah, you do that when you play at fire, isn't it? I only used to watch when I was a kid doing it, but yeah.